Sports Betting Show coming out of Pat McAfee Incorporated Thunderdome. I am Tony Deeks.
And baby Toe.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He is a bearded wonder.
Good day, Tony.
Bruce, how are we?
What's going on, dude?
What is going on?
I mean, who saw that one coming? Not me.
What's that?
Shout out these New York Knicks, baby.
Good job. Well, we knew when Mitt went on his fucking, it made it personal.
I mean, sometimes you do just have to hype up the number one New York Knicks fan that I've ever actually met. He was being a sad puppy yesterday, and I wanted to see some fight back in the dog. I knew he had it in him, so let's go. We're going to go seven. It's just how it is.
Let's play seven.
I did not see the Deuce McBride plug into the starting lineup and outplay Halliburton in the cards, but like I expect, tried to tell you about Deuce
yesterday, Bruce.
I mean, he fucking did it, man. Like I expected a close winnable game, and like Brunson like probably would bounce back at home, but like also just being there at the Mother's Day Massacre, like he looked so
injured.
That's
what people were calling it.
That's what Bruce's calling it.
No, that's what people were calling it.
He looked so hurt
on Sunday, and then he looked so fucking healthy last night. I'm befuddled.
Are you gonna be in the barn on Friday?
I've not decided. To just be completely honest, it just wasn't very fun either night at the barn.
Just not having a good
time. Yeah, it's just like Sixers fans.
Stay away.
Like Sixers fans, Celtics fans, they are like smart and crazy. Pacers fans are a unique combination of dumb and crazy.
Oh, whoa, it's a direct shot at Mitt.
I like it.
Good heat.
Four-wheeler bottle. Nikki Skates, welcome to the program. How are we?
Thank you. It's good to be here.
One game tonight.
Yeah.
I thought this series was very similar to Boston and Florida, where once the better team kind of found their footing, it was going to end last night. That's not how it goes.
He's got the fight.
Do the Lange have the fight?
You got
to
fight.
I think the Lange can fight one more game. They don't have the fight to take this any further than that, I don't believe. So I'm going to take the Lange tonight as dogs. Much to Gumpy's dismay. I know. But the Bees kind of inspire me. Maybe that's what it was.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think the Lange give one more big push here. And then I think.
I think Texas Hockey closes it out. I'd love to end it tonight.
I'm sticking with my guns. I'm going with. I like the Panthers last night because I think they're the better team. And I like the Stars tonight because I think they're the better team.
I'd love to see it end tonight.
It may very well.
I don't know if Rupe's out. I haven't seen anything. He left the game early last game. I haven't really
heard
anything.
Even if he's out, it's still going to be tough. I think you guys have had the much better goaltending in the series. You've got the much better back end play.
Just
got
to keep going. You can't let them get going. You got to stay up on these boys.
There's got to be one team that completes the gentleman sweep and takes the bull by the horns.
Out. Upper body. Jeez.
Who?
Rupe?
Yeah. Radek Fox in, though. He scored the fucking series winner against the Golden Knights, if we remember.
Yes.
Radek's a dog.
Hell yeah.
Okay. I'm with you, brother.
Still need a goal from Pavs.
I'm with you tonight.
I'd love to see a goal from Pavs.
Wouldn't we all?
He hasn't got one yet, these playoffs.
Huh? I too am with you.
You're with us.
Yes.
I'll be...
Nick's not.
That's hey, wasn't last game either, so it worked out fine. Just run it back.
He was on the Lions last game?
Yes.
Did he know about Nishtuken when he did that?
No.
That is quite the curveball in the series.
Let's just put him away. I don't need to be sweating a game six back in Colorado.
No, you don't.
Just finish it in five and watch the Cougars and Oilers beat the shit out of each other for a few more games.
Okay. Good luck.
Thank you.
We did last night. You were on the Bees, so you were good there. And the Cougars plus 1.5.
There you go. Great series.
Either way, you would have went that with the plus 1.5 or the Oilers 60 would have came home.
Yeah, it was a great game actually.
Oh, if I was on Oilers 60 and they scored with a minute whatever left, I would have been fucking.
Those two teams hate each other.
They do. I love it.
And I know how great McJesus is. I really do. But if you put Draisaitl on probably...
Oh, brother.
Any other team other than Edmonton, Colorado, I'd probably call it there. I think Draisaitl's top three player in the NHL.
He's very good.
I firmly believe that. He won them the game last night. He scored. He had two assists. He drew the penalty for the power play. Like, he throws his body around. He's very underrated just because he's on that team. Any other team, he would be the one.
Okay.
Gunsel's kind of like that too.
Legit, yeah.
Fucking Jake.
Why the Rangers? Kane's not playing tonight.
I don't know. I'm wondering the same thing. I mean, I'm excited to watch the Yankees for the first time in what feels like 2 weeks. But yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And B's Panthers aren't going till Friday either.
No, it is a little bit weird.
Yeah.
It is a little bit weird, isn't it?
Standalone game tonight.
NBA, two games tonight.
I hate these spreads. I don't.
I mean, see.
I mean, I'm not laying 15 and a half.
You can't. You can't bet that game because of the number.
But
and
also,
then it's also hard to bet Mavs and Thunder because you don't know what the fuck's going on with Luka.
I lean Mavs plus 4.5 just because I think it's going to be a close game.
I don't like the NBA tonight.
So the tweet was Donovan Mitchell's unlikely to play.
He's out.
He's out, yeah. Confirmed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
15 and a half, though, man.
It's a lot, but, I mean, they should just beat him by 30.
You would think, but last game was close.
Yeah, and last time we thought that was game two mostly, so. Oh, yeah, who, you know.
Yeah. Man, you're taking
it. I would like to.
I am going to take Oklahoma City and Boston, both with the points, and just throw them in a parlay to get some value, like. Those are usually plus 225 or some shit like that. I like both these teams, but I don't love them to cover the spread. So let's parlay and probably add in some Shy and probably Jalen Brown. Probably going to add in a Jalen Brown, 30-pointer.
Okay.
Yeah, let's get Chet Holmgren, 20-plus.
Okay.
Build some value here.
Okay.
I kind of like the Mavericks.
Yeah, I do lean Mavericks plus 4.5. And then tomorrow Nuggets aren't losing again to Minnesota. No, it's over. I don't know why they're plus 2.5.
Believe it could be over.
I'll take the Nuggets plus 110. That thing's cooked.
Okay.
Yeah, I did want to die with the ship there with the T-Wolves just because I liked them before the series started. Joker's back to just being the best basketball player on the planet. No one can fucking stop him. You can't even guard his shot no matter where he's shooting it from, even from fucking 3 feet behind the three-point line because he doesn't jump when he shoots. So
Pacers laying 4.5 is interesting.
Yeah, solid five. I was expecting more of a 2.5-2 number.
Same as last game, yep.
Same as last game, but
this is
it's obviously going to be a massive challenge. This series is far from over.
Yeah.
And then a short rest going back to MSG and OG.
Game 7, if it happens, would be Sunday at 3:30.
3:30.
Sunday at 3:30.
That is a nice time for a tip.
Love
$600 to sit on the roof.
I hate that.
Good deal.
I might do it.
You should.
I absolutely
you
should. Hate that.
You should.
PGA Championship starts tomorrow. If you didn't see the Junkyard Dog, DB from Tour Junkies was on Pat's show. I believe he said he's building the top of his card with Bryson, Roars,
Rombo,
and Rombo.
Rombo.
Which is a good top. It's a good top.
Roars, card. Rombo, Bryson.
He said the course is playing soft.
Hunting.
Long irons into the greens. Greens are holding well. Chipping shouldn't be an issue. There was a bomb, wasn't Bazenhut, it was from Liv, who just won in Miami.
Mean Dean. Berhooster.
Who?
Mean Dean Berhooster.
Liv, Miami Golf Tournament.
I'm in the ballpark there. Bootenhooser.
Sure. Let me see. Dean Burmeister.
Oh, Burmeister.
Burmeister.
I knew I was in the ballpark.
I like Rombo. I think... I don't know
where his head's at.
I just storyline-wise, I think it would be best if Rombo won it.
Yeah, it just feels right. And no one, when he's on, hits a sexier long iron at a flag stick than a John Rombo baby.
Somebody does. Face. There is one player that does.
No.
Like Rombo. Maybe
Scotty Scheffler.
Yeah, Scotty and maybe Morikawa when he's on. But
they always, the Morikawa is the supreme iron guy. But
I don't even know.
My,
I rank Rombo's Long Iron.
Sure, you do.
Still amongst the best.
My card will be Scotty. Duh.
Duh.
I'm gonna put a
4-1. You're still in at 4.
I mean, I'm playing him.
He's plus 450 for the last turn.
I'm playing him in ways. There's ways I'm playing him.
Let's hear the ways.
Scotty, I'm gonna take a. Hideki is 75-1.
Matsuyama.
He hasn't played since the Masters, though, which I'm not saying it worries me, but
it's a little weird.
He was in good form going to the mat. What's up with Hideki? And then I got a couple. I fucking love Oberg.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm gonna play a little bit of Oberg, and then my bomb. 150-1. Is Alex Noren.
Oh, Alex.
Yeah.
Is he long?
Huh?
Is he a long
player? He's anything.
He's long enough.
To be, brother.
Okay.
Yeah,
he's just a fucking...
He's long enough.
He's a golf pro.
Like, Xander...
A staple.
And all the fucking models is good. I just can't do Xander.
If you bet on... Yeah, what... I mean, not to just shit on the guy, but, like, he's got to show you it.
And I want Rory, but 750 is too low for Roars right now for
What's
me.
What's block?
I would never.
About 1,000,000,000 to 1.
Does he have the worst odds?
Let's see. John Daly might be pushing it.
I saw him to make the cut was like, or to miss the cut was minus like 1,400.
Michael Block and John Daly have the same odds. They're not the longest. $100 wager would net you $100,000. I mean, that almost, when you think about it for a second, sounds worth it.
It does. And then think about when Blocky wins it, how sweet it'll be to have that ticket.
It will be fucking sweet.
It'll almost feel like you won the tournament.
It would definitely feel like you won the fucking tournament. $100,000 off Blocky.
I like Thigala at 71.
You are a big fan of Thigala.
I am, yeah. He he can struggle to put the needed 4 days, 3 days in a row.
I do like
together.
Bryson.
Chambro.
Yeah.
Oh, Brooksy.
I just can't with the mentals with not Bryson.
Just me.
Just going through that Masters weekend. Obviously, the Masters is a different beast. He doesn't have his green book, yada, yada, yada.
Green book.
But still, I just don't want to bet, root for him, basically.
Okay. MLB.
Ooh.
Went undefeated yesterday.
Did you?
Nice.
2-0-3.
I had a really good night.
So the parlay didn't pay out as well as you would want it to, but...
No.
I had a really good night, but a pick that I did not give out on this show because it was
it's always,
minus 280 yeah. in a seven-leg parlay. The Padres managed to lose the first 5-1-0 while having 6 hits. So that was fucking sweet.
It's yeah. always the 280.
That would have been
always the
thousands and thousands of dollars, and it wasn't so close.
Yeah, the Nats pushed, the O's pushed, the Tigers pushed.
The O's didn't play, right?
That's why it was voided. Sorry, you're right.
Yep. They're up
right. The Nats and the Tigers
not
pushed.
Mistaken.
The O's was voided because... Okay, so I went 2-0-2.
Yes. I went...
Oh, no. One. Orioles are down 2-1? What the fuck?
Caitlin Clark did not have a 6.5 assist.
She also missed a 3 for her point total.
Yeah that's what I was going to say.
At the very end.
But today's MLB card...
Liberty are coming.
Brother. For me? Oh, I took the Liberty minus 6.5 this morning.
Nice. Oh, for Thursday?
But a hefty unit.
Wouldn't have done that, brother.
Oh, come on.
I mean, they did not cover against the Mystics. They won by 5, so...
But just look for Sabrina to maybe score, I don't know, 55.
I do think that the Mystics game is a little bit of an outlier. They did dominate the fourth quarter, like 26 to like good. 13.
Good. Are Mystics not good? Benedict's son or...
Great club.
Am I reading this right? I'm not sure. I'll send this to you, Bruce. Connecticut Sun, are they're the best defensive team in the WNBA, I was reading?
Checks out. I mean, that Mohegan Sun Arena, sure.
Like last year, or just like
just in general, that's what I was reading online. Sure is. I was like,
they used to have really good famous players that I cannot remember the names of at this at this time. Wait,
our girl on
New York Liberty fan when you are from Connecticut.
He's just taking all New York sports.
Yeah, it's the WNBA. You don't.
I know, but like, that's your one. Isn't that the only pro team in Connecticut?
You know what? You are correct.
You could cheer for every team in the WNBA.
So if you asked me in like the sixth grade to choose my WNBA team, I would have chosen the Connecticut Sun.
Okay.
But then as I was in college in the Bronx, the Liberty played at Madison Square Garden, and I switched, essentially.
Fell in love.
Cheap ticket.
Fell in love to the Liberty. They now play at the Barclays Center, which I don't love.
You know what you will love, Bruce?
But I still like the Liberty.
Fucking New York Giants playing on fucking Thanksgiving at the Cowboys.
That's going to be a great one.
It is.
Yes.
Good job.
Unfortunately, week 17's at home versus the Colts.
I actually have a heard it here first for the New York Giants season. There is a Russell Wilson-esque injury guarantee for Daniel Jones. So if we are middling around 500, they might just pull him for Drew Lock just for.
I think.
Just
for I mean, sake. I know I'm might be the biggest Drew Lock mark going
up there.
You know what? Week one, I would say fuck it.
He's gonna have Munich buzzing, brother. What week is that? That is, what week is that again?
It's actually kind
that'll
of
be week 10 in Germany.
Yep. That is going to be the Drew Lock experience.
What, I love now. It hasn't. I don't think it's happened for me, but. Having my team play at 8 a.m. would be awesome.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Really?
Yeah, I'd just get it over with. Yeah, get it out of the way.
And you're playing the fucking Panthers?
And nobody remembers it on Monday.
You know what the best is, actually? I know it's a standalone game, so it does kind of suck. Thursday night. When you play Thursday night.
Yeah.
That is kind of.
Except for like injuries and all that shit.
Yeah, Steelers are playing Christmas Day. Fucking super pumped for that.
Yeah, I remember not.
Christmas Day sucks.
Yeah.
Thursday night is the best day.
Yeah.
Christmas Day, two games, standalone. I'm going to be miserable on Christmas. Cool.
Dolphins had that melt against the Packers two Christmases ago when they were up like 21.
Ooh, just bumbled the ball. Rodgers came
back. I absolutely ruined Christmas Eve last year.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Because of the Giants.
All right, MLB plays for today. I am on the Phillies first five minus a half.
Ooh.
With Ranger on the bump. The Bo Sox. That's the Boston Red Sox. Ooh. With Tanner Houck.
Tanner hasn't been quite as good.
First five money line. And I will take the Rangers first five money line as well with John Gray on the mound.
Oh, yeah.
Of House Gray.
Of House of Gray. All first five, Mariners money line, Red Sox money line, Braves money line, Texas money line, Cardinals money line.
Okay.
I'm with you guys on the Texas Rangers tonight. And then the Yankees, I'm just flabbergasted, to be honest. What is this line? Give me the Yankees first five.
Did they lose last night?
No, they won 5-1. They're absolutely rolling. Marcus
aren't they Rowan. Going? To, isn't it Joe Ryan? Is it Joe Ryan?
No, it's Lopez.
Oh,
Reynaldo.
No.
Pablo.
Pablo. Oh, Pablo's been really.
Good. Pablo's been great, but Stroman, you know, and the wind's blowing in, so it should be an under. Give me the Yankees first five plus a half and full game.
Okay.
One more thing on the football schedule stuff.
Sure.
I feel like playing in Sao Paulo week one is a pretty big competitive disadvantage for both the Eagles and the Packers.
In week two?
Yeah, and just in general.
At least it's the same. It's a very long flight, super long flight, but at least it's the same time zones.
Also, like that, like, you know,
it's going to be hot.
Fucking crazy.
It's going to be hot.
Hot too. As shit in crazy, probably, atmosphere. I just think that's good for us in the
actually, NFC. Is it going to be hot? I'm sure it's not going to be chilly, but the sun's actually up in the northern hemisphere.
Brush
that
shield?
Time of year, so.
Is it like, brush shield?
Yeah, still going to be.
Eagles lose that game, hypothetically, come back. We don't know who they're playing week three yet, right?
Well, week two.
I thought this was week one.
Yeah, that's why you skipping week two.
Oh, fuck, sorry. Well, whatever, you get it. Week two, it's probably going to be a division opponent. Hopefully,
we don't know.
Cowboys.
I just know if the Giants were playing in Sao Paulo week one, they would go 0-8 to start the year. That's all I know.
All right. MLS tonight.
Oh, big slate. Inter Miami, Messi might not be playing. To hear on that. But I got Cincy money line versus Atlanta. I got the Red Bulls double chance versus DC. Columbus draw no bet versus Montreal. Still on Inter Miami money line plus 115. Houston double chance versus Austin in the Battle of Texas. Charlotte double chance versus Chicago. Toronto double chance versus Nashville. LAFC draw no bet versus St. Louis. And I like the Coover Whitecaps double chance versus Colorado.
Oh.
What happened?
Tony. I'm out on Hideki.
Why?
He withdrew from fucking Wells Fargo last week with a fucking back injury.
Jesus.
Beware of the injured golfer.
Yeah, I'm not taking Hideki. What are we fucking doing here?
What happened there?
Well.
I'm getting the please verify you're a human every time I try to log into the blue one, and it's really driving me up the wall.
That'll happen, Bruce. That'll happen. Now that I said that, though, Hideki's going to win somehow.
Yeah, you might as well just
keep, might as well throw
you got him. The ticket already.
Yeah.
Might as well die with it.
All right. Anything else?
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Real Betis money line. Real Sociedad money line. Freiburg double chance.
God, I love Freiburg double chance.
Saturday? Freiburg double chance again. RB Leipzig draw no bet. Wolfsburg double chance. Bayern money line. Werder Bremen draw no bet. Atalanta money line. AC Milan draw no bet. MLS Atlanta double chance. Cincinnati money line. Inter Miami money line. Toronto draw no bet. Columbus draw no bet. And then on the final day of the Premier League, Newcastle money line versus Brentford, Man U double chance versus Brighton, and Aston Villa surprisingly double chance versus Crystal Palace.
Hey, brother.
That's all.
Bet.
Tony, I got something for you.
Yeah.
Well, Tony, I choose a lazy person to do a hard job because a lazy person will find an easy way to do it. Bill Gates.
Okay.
Wow. That was deep.
Fucking hell yeah.
Bro. Deep cut,
that was,
brother.
That was my life motto for a little while.
Me too, actually. I forgot about it.
Me too. I forgot too.
I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah.
Thank you, man.
Thank you, man.
People sleep and hate on lazy people.
Sleep and hate on lazy people.
You gotta pick your spots on where you can be lazy.
I would argue just don't be.
Just don't be.
Well, I mean, you can be lazy on the weekends. Yeah, you know, see, but.
Okay.
Yeah. Just don't. What do I know?
We'll see you on Monday.
Yeah, we will.
Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Ah!